It's Tuesday morning. It's Ness Andrews, and this is Life Church Daily Podcast. Well, aren't you just thankful that we have a faithful God? In the gospel narratives, it is clear that faithfulness is very important to the Lord. This is no surprise because it is another one of these essential characteristics of God himself. Throughout the Bible, from the beginning to the end, God declares himself to be the faithful one. And that is who his people prove him to be in his dealings with them. God says to the Israelites, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to a thousand generations of those who love him and keep his commands." And you find that in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Then in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, John writes about Jesus I saw in heaven. A white horse whose rider was called Faithful and True. His faithfulness is the foundation for his covenant on which we base our faith. Now, if God was fickle or changeable, there would be no security for us in his love or in our salvation. And, you know, we can also see through the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit produces in us the fruit of faithfulness. When we look at Galatians 5:22, one of the fruits, as I say, is faithfulness. And the reason for this is because God is making us more like the Father and the Son. And we learn so many of our values and behaviours from our parents and primary carers. So I guess it's no wonder that if we're a child of God, then we will learn from him and do what he does. And then, you know, the Holy Spirit prompts us towards faithfulness in a situation, doesn't he? And he gets us to respond in the way that we should respond. I think the preciousness of God's faithfulness is most clearly shown in our areas of failure. Sometimes when we're failing in some area and we give into temptation, for example, then we battle condemnation. But we hear the Spirit remind us again that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins purify us from all unrighteousness. And you'll find that in 1 John 1:9. Or perhaps we find ourselves struggling with our faith, maybe not to the point of denying him, but maybe nonetheless we are struggling with him. And we can remind it, can't we, that it says in 1 John, sorry, a correction there, in Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. So we can just sort of take a deep breath and relax, because it doesn't matter where we are in our walk with Jesus. God will never turn his back on us and never walk away from us. He will always remain faithful with us. And I think as long as we can remain focused on that, and we know that God is solid and he wants that reflected in us too, then I believe that as we acknowledge and we are grateful for this wonderful quality that our God has, and we realise at a deeper and deeper level that it is not three strikes and you're out, then we become to grow in ourselves and we find a deep and underlying value in our lives. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you this morning, Lord, that no matter where we are, sometimes we may go off the beaten track, but you always remain faithful to us. You forgive us for our sins. You pick us back up, Lord, and you never forsake us. And Lord, sometimes the life is difficult. Sometimes the battles are hard. The giants are big. But Lord, you still remain there. You still remain strong. And without you, Lord, then there is no hope, there is no life, and there is no way. Grow the fruit of faithfulness, Lord, in and through us, Lord, so that we can be more faithful in our relationships, whether that's in our workplace, with our loved ones, with our friends. Lord, that we will not be led into temptation to do anything that was set about to hurt them, Lord, but to seek to be faithful to them and pleasing in your sight. And we ask this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Bye.